Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It is Dukes and Bell. Want to wish all the dads out there happy Father's Day. And certainly we'll be talking more about it throughout the course of the show. And this is what we're here for today, our Lazy Dog restaurant and bar location here in Perimeter, as we celebrate Father's Day with our listeners who, by the way, went to our contest page. We told you probably 2.5 months or so ago, maybe 3, that we were going to be doing this contest, and many of you participated, so we can't wait to meet some of the listeners who not only won, but are bringing their special person with them out here today. Mike, before we get into the Daily Download, and the Braves host the Rockies tonight, 7:15, Bryce Elder on the hill for the Braves. We said this is a big series, and we do mean that. A lot of guys saying, you guys are sweating this. I'm not taking anything for granted.
15 games out. I mean, you got to take care of – you got a punching bag. You better hit it. And that's what the Rockies are to me.
Yeah.
So let's go.
I'm not taking anything for granted. But, yeah, I just to think like we're the Braves, they're the Rockies, we're great, they suck.
Please.
Like we're not in that position.
Yeah, you're living in 2023.
That's right. You're absolutely right. All right, man, lots going on, including the latest from the U.S. Open. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
Well, what's the leaderboard look like? And go ahead, play it. Let's play Scotty for me.
Scotty Scheffler, 11 feet for birdie. Here at the 7th, just left of the hole. Strokes his putt down, out to the left. Now breaking to the right, and is right in the center. Here comes Scotty.
Yeah, he battled all day long. And, Mike, when you start talking about the world's best player, and there's no debating that, he is not owning this particular tournament like a lot of people thought he would. Everybody said his game is perfect for this course. He shot a 71 today. He shot a 73 yesterday.
Right.
So Scotty right now is +4, tied for 35th. Now, he's going to make the cut. But the point is, guys, you know, nobody is running away with this.
No.
And the crazy thing is, Mike, again, you look atop the leaderboard, the best score, and I'm looking at today's scores, you know, you're talking about, what, a 65, I think, Sam Burns shot today in round two. But this thing is eating everybody up.
I mean, the projected cut is going to be 7 over. Give you an idea of just, you know, how this is a meat grinder out there. Yeah, Sam Burns from LSU. You know, it's funny, maybe not a household name. He's won 6 times on tour. I looked it up before the show. He's 22nd in the world. Ben Griffin right now, he shot, let's see, he's 2 under. He was 1 under today, and he's kicking butt. He is at 24th in the world. So these are the reason these guys are here, Carl, in the U.S. Open, if not the big names that you're familiar with. Big mover today, Victor Hovland from Norway. And again, he is currently at 2 under. So, yeah, I mean, you're looking for Xander Schauffele. He is 2 under today at even par. So we'll see if, you know, some of these guys can make a run. But Brooks Koepka, he struggled today. He was 4 over. He was looking good yesterday. He finished at 2 over. And now some of the other guys, the bigger names, teeing off in the later round, a bad day for Jon Rahm. He was 4 over. And again, 5 over, I should say, 4 over for his tournament. So Jon Rahm really struggling out there.
You're also wondering about Bryson DeChambeau. He is also 4 over and tied for 35th. So you got a bunch of guys tied for 35th, including Scheffler and DeChambeau. Also, more Lenari. There's right. a bunch of guys that are right there at plus four that, you know, if they make a few putts, Mike, maybe this thing goes a different way.
One thing, if I was using a guy named Will Chandler is 22 over. George Dungmany is 34 over. You think you could shoot 34 over on this course?
I think I could. I think I could. We'll get you updated as the afternoon goes on. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Ah, tonight, guys, OKC, Indiana. It is game four of the NBA Finals. OKC is favored by six, by the way, on the road. Just a reminder, they were favored in game three, and they ended up losing, and they did not cover. If they lose tonight, is this series over? I want you to hear a few things Charles Barkley was talking about. First and foremost, Mike, he commented on the whole Knicks situation with them not being able to find a coach at this particular juncture.
The Knicks got to be the stupidest damn people in the world. Like, you don't fire no good coach like that and don't have a plan. I mean, Tibbs did a hell of a job. Obviously, something's going on there, but you don't have a plan. And now the three coaches turn you down. You got to have a plan, man. And they don't have a plan now. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're going to do.
It feels that way, and I don't know if anybody knows, Chuck, what they're going to do. Meanwhile,
Pretty much he nailed the whole situation in a sentence.
He really did. Barkley was talking about if the Thunder lose. Listen to what Charles Barkley says about tonight's game.
Friday night is D-Day. Friday night is D-Day. That's their season.
Yeah.
If they get down 3-1, they're not going to win this series. Now, if they get it to 2-2, they go back to being the favorite. But Friday night, it's their game. And, you know, a lot of people, you don't get to go to the finals and to say we're going to get back the next year. Look at the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
They probably going to break that team up. Think about it. Remember they had KD, Russ, and James. They never got back to the finals again.
That's right. One shot.
Yeah. So big game tonight for OKC. Certainly more of the pressure is on them to get this done and to tie this series up. Hey, it's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The Daily Download is brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Ah, well, mandatory minicamp's done. So what are guys doing? Well, they're going away for about 5 weeks before we start training camp. And Raheem Morris, our head coach, addressed it and talking about why or how the best way possible to use this time for his players.
At the end of the day, it's about how can we get to the pass rusher better, right? And that's going to change how we look on the defense just in general. So, like, Jeff brings detail. Jeff brings style of play. Jeff brings all of these different things that he's able to perform in front of that room, which I love and which we've been a part of together for a very long time. So, like, these guys formulating our system and how we want to do it and when we want to implement the attack front, when we want to implement whether we play a 4-eye and do some of the different things that we've done in the past from all the different walks of life that we've been on, I think is very important. And I think it's very important to find out, being really intentional when you want to use all of those things. I think that's what we're doing right now as a defense, and it's kind of learning every single day and getting better every single day on defense, and I'm loving what they got going on.
Now, that was Raw talking about how he wants to devise a plan for improving the pass rush. I want to hear what he said about players going away and talking about these next 5 weeks and how big they are for each and every player on this team.
Kind of been having some one-offs with a bunch of guys, you know, talking about this five-week status and what their plans are. Got a bunch of people in the building that's been able to help me with that to make sure we can touch everybody to find out what they're doing, what they're going to plan on doing. And then if there's some people that need some guidance, we can give them some help on what it looks like, whether it be advice to a Michael Penix on what to do and what people have done in the past, being able to sort those guys out to help them to get those kind of that kind of information that you don't always get as a coach, right? As a coach, is a different break than it is for a player and how they prepare when they come back. So, like, who's better to tell a guy like Michael Penix what he did throughout his career than a Matt Ryan? Who's better to tell some of these guys what they've done to be able to show them examples of what, like, a Grady Jarrett did when you're talking about a young defender, when you're talking about a Brandon Root? Excuse me, I put them together. A Rook or a Dorless, right? But, like, all of those things are very important when you're talking about, you know, historical evidence of how people did it. And then you got some players on our roster or some coaches on our roster that played, like a Lance Shelters, like a Jeff Obrick. What was their routine? What was their rhythm? What does Jake Matthew do? Because whatever he's doing, I want to do.
I mean, sage advice from a veteran who's been around the league. And I think, you know, it's common sense. I mean, you got some guys that have been there and done that, and they've done it at a high level. emulate what they're doing, and you'll be okay. And that's where we're kind of like, I don't know if Leonard Floyd signed on here to be a mentor. I think Leonard Floyd's job is to get quarterback on ground, but he certainly is a guy with his work habits and the way his career has played out in the league that, you know, I think the young guys like a James Pierce could look at that and emulate that too.
Yeah, I agree. And this is an important time for the guys that are going away because it's how you handle this. You got to come back. Your body's got to be ready, but you can't be overworked because you're about to go through six more weeks of camp before we get to the season. And, Mike, you've got to maneuver that. So we're going to continue to talk about our Falcons guys, and it's going to be an interesting lead-up to the start of training camp. But I will tell you, the expectation is there. Mike and I were there on Wednesday. It's real. It's Dukes and Bell. A couple of the things we want to talk about as we get ready for this weekend. Mike, Oilers overcome an 0-3 deficit.
Wow.
Panthers 5-4 in overtime. Three of these games have gone to overtime, and I'm talking about the Stanley Cup Finals, guys. This has been unbelievable.
Yeah, three goals, as you mentioned, for the Panthers in the first, and then Edmonton comes right back with three goals in the second. The big storyline for Edmonton, going back to last year, Leon Draisaitl, he's German. That's what the name is, Draisaitl.
He's great.
And he's one of the best players on the planet. He had 10 goals in the playoffs, but none against the Panthers in the finals last year. And this year already, he's putting a stamp on it. He had a goal in the first game, and again, he had the game winner last night with basically a one-handed kind of like backhand, and he gets a ricochet off the defender, and Bobrovsky can't stop it. And I mean, you want to talk about a building that got quiet. What's wrong? My buddy Johnny's got season tickets down there. Absolutely, you could hear a pin drop when they scored that third goal in the second. So huge momentum shift, and now this series going back to Edmonton. All of a sudden, Edmonton's feeling great. But that's the thing; it's such a great series, nobody's watching it based on the overnight TV ratings. Which I think, if you're Gary Bettman, that's a problem, and maybe you reconsider being on TNT. I don't know. Is that the problem?
Where the location is?
I mean, when they were on NBC, back in the day on ABC, it wasn't like they were doing up huge numbers.
No.
So I don't know. I don't know where to go with it.
Yeah,
I mean, if it was the Canadiens and the Kings, would that have helped? I mean, Edmonton is a great team. The Panthers are filled with great players. These are two of the – there's a reason they're back in a rematch. So.
I agree. I don't know if, Mike, the reason is simply that most Americans that are not hardcore hockey fans are not familiar with these teams.
Right.
Maybe that's the reason. But I'm going to tell you, if I told you out of the first four games that three were going to go to overtime and, you know, there were going to be goals scored in the first 20 seconds of those overtime matches, that's something I want to see. I love watching greatness and drama, and this has been all of that. We'll see where it goes. And also, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
As we lead up to the NBA draft, 76ers reportedly engaged with the Spurs about trading up for the number 2 pick. Currently, they hold the number 3 pick, and they may be targeting a guy named Dylan Harper. Bottom line is, 76ers are in rebuild, right? I mean, Embiid was hurt. Maxey shut it down. Paul George is a joke. They're trying to figure out how they get some fresh juice, and so they're talking about potentially trading in the NBA draft. All right, guys, we got more to get to. Speaking of Father's Day, who was better? We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.